I'll be frank with you. Mm-hmm. I said, I can put up 4 or 5 logs till you're thinking about putting up one, and not half as dangerous, and, well, I said, it wouldn't be no work at all. Mm-hmm. But now, you had to put that log up there like it had 50 years before then, mm-hmm. when they were settling this, mm-hmm. this country right through here, right where we sitting. Mm-hmm. It had to be done just exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, now, you see, I didn't see it that way, mm-hmm. but I didn't. See, they were the old men, don't you see? Mm-hmm. I didn't have no eyes, I didn't have no sense. If it didn't matter how much I had, mm-hmm. it wasn't no good because I couldn't use it.
Yeah.
But you had never seen one built. And them men, I'm talking about, you could find ways to do things better than my great-granddaddy could. And you never seen it done. But if you put a chair, you see it started, well, that's got to go up like this and like that. You say, wait a minute, oh, yeah, that, we can beat that. Mm-hmm. And you never seen it done.
Mm-hmm.
But these poor folks, they just didn't, I don't know, it had to be done that way. Mm-hmm. First man ever built a bridge, he was a bridge builder. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter how hard the work was. Mm-hmm. Of course, they built some good bridges. I'll give them credit for that. They cut and jogged them.
Mm-hmm.
Water could run over one and it wouldn't wash it away like they mm-hmm. do in these modern bridges. Mm-hmm. Of course, now they're all concrete now, you know. They go way down in the ground. But you didn't wash them bridges away.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they put all the studding in the ground. You know what cutting and jogging is, you know. You cut in here and you cut a hole in here and slip that down, fasten that down, so there's no way but thick up. Mm-hmm. You got to pull the whole ass up to carry the bridge, you know. Now they done some good work. But you go down, you tell one of them something, that you the one didn't have no sense, and you the one didn't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But now here's something I've always been against. Now you go in school, or maybe you're a school teacher. Well, a bunch of kids goes out there, and there's quite a bit of that that's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
They come in and go to protest.
Mm-hmm.
They want this, and they want that. We're too hard on us for this, and too hard on us for that. And we gonna have this. This is our life. This is our school. I've even heard them say, this is our school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's a mistake. That's not their school. We're the ones put them schools there for them.
Mm-hmm.
See, you putting schools there for your children down.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents put that school there for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't mean it was yours.
Mm-hmm.
If I've already know it all, and I've already got education, what use me going to school?
Mm-hmm.
I've got to go and listen to you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You the man done the teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to have enough judgment. Now, I don't mean to say now that a kid is supposed to go there silent,
mm-hmm.
not allowed to ask you a question. You see,
mm-hmm.
that's what you're there for.
Mm-hmm.
If I think of something else, I missed her. Hey, Professor, what about so-and-so? Well, are you supposed to listen to that?
Mm-hmm.
Say no, so don't be that a word.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got a good idea, something like that, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
But this way, every man's supposed to be changed if something comes along better, you're supposed to, mm-hmm. supposed to know it.
If a man was walking across a field, and it was a word I heard a fellow talking. He said, Anna Godwin, or Anna Godwin.
that's a funny question, and that is a question that has been asked many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about by smart people. That's mm-hmm. a southern word.
Mm-hmm.
There was one of